Trent Busserton's online from Melbourne also. Morning to you, Trent.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. I was actually talking with Peter Galagotis about 20 minutes ago on a number of matters, but I brought up Lavendi, and your horses run close to Lavendi. I talk of Sully, who's definitely coming to Sydney on Saturday.
Yeah, he is. The first up in his first up runner, he ran into Lavendi, or however you pronounce it.
Yep.
And he was certainly too sharp for us, but our horse is, he gets over a bit of ground, so hence we're getting him up your way and going to have a crack at the gloaming and all going well into the spring champion.
Yeah, those field sizes are out too. 11 in the gloaming, 11 in the Shannon, and 13 in the Golden Pendant. So you've got 10 rivals. We'll get the barriers before 10 o'clock. Tell us a little bit about Sully. Obviously a really progressive type who looks like will enjoy getting over this sort of trip.
Yeah, definitely. He's bred to be a mile and a half horse. Well, what reliable man, he won the Queen Elizabeth, and on the dam side, she got over a real trip. So, yeah, he's going to excel when he gets up to 2,000 metres. So he's won a couple of races. I think 1,400 first up this time, and he won, and we stepped him up to the 1,600, and he got the job done, albeit a bit green and running around. So he's got to get that sorted if he's going to be competitive against the big guns, but he's certainly got the ability.
I just love the way, I know Bendigo, he did have the wanders a little bit and just got there on the line, but you just love the way that, particularly at Wanger, out of the way, he went through the line.
Yeah, he's quickened and smashed through the line, and that's obviously what you want to see, getting over a trip. So he's done plenty of work. He actually trialled up in New Zealand before he came over right-handed, Sydney way, and one has trolled nicely, and he's done plenty of reverse gallops. Obviously race day is different, but we just think he's done enough work to cope with it.
And you also, I know you were, I think everyone was well beaten this day, but you finished third to Royal Symphony. In fairness, you got beaten six, but we know what the form is like around Royal Symphony too.
Yeah, again, if you're going to get beat by six lengths, it's probably not a bad one to get beat by. The way he carried on, and I think he's got form around Anchor Bid.
Yeah. Actually, that Ballarat form from that race, Lavendi, your horse, and Anchor Bid, they've all gone out of that race, haven't they?
Yeah, so you can get disheartened when you lob to the races for a maiden for the first starter and get beat, and you never know what's coming out of them. So, right.
So from a future point of view for Saturday, for our listeners, he's quite forward, and you feel just getting to this trip on Saturday of the gloaming's just perfect.
Yeah, definitely. I'd look, Corey Brown will ride him, and hopefully we can draw a barrier that we can put him up on speed and get a bit of a nice run instead of sort of his last two runs he's got back and gone around them and sort of been in wide open spaces, and that's caused him to really run and duck in. So I'm hoping we can draw a barrier and get a bit of cover and sort of not be having to come up and around them at the 600. But
yep.
We'll see.
And, mate, I've got to ask you, Tavago, you would have been, you know, very positive about the run on Saturday, given that it was first up for such a long time and the way it did box on.
Yeah, super. I was wrapped with the way. Obviously, you've always got concerns with him seeing this, with what's going on in the last 12 months. But he pulled up good. That was the main thing. But he raced nice and keen on the bridle. Just held up for a touch, sort of. When he went to follow Blackheart Bart through, the horse outside him stuck on, and he was just held up enough to stop him getting rolling early, and saying that he got out and he hit the line nicely. But obviously a long way from Humidor, so we're going to be taking on a horse like that in the Caulfield Cup. But he's got plenty of improvement in him, and I think Damien Oliver summed it up. He said if he gets to a race like the Caulfield Cup, if he can get a bit of cut out the ground and get a nice trip, he'd get some of the money.
Yeah, understand. No, we know how strong he is in that ground for sure. Hey, good luck on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing Sully in town in the gloaming.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Trent. Trent Busserton there joining us. Sully runs in the gloaming, then the spring champion, and heading towards the VRC Derby. Corey Brown takes the ride there on Saturday.